Անհոր եւ օրվո եւ օգուին սրբո Amen. In today's gospel reading, we hear a parable which teaches us a very important truth. And that is that Satan sows evil in this world, and it is not God that does that. If we remember from our Bibles, in the very beginning, at creation, it says God created the heavens and the earth and everything in it, and it was good. But the question then always is asked, if God is a good and loving God, why does he allow evil in this world? Why is there suffering in this world? And I think it is the wrong question to ask because it is built on the wrong premise. It is built on the wrong opinion. We are under the impression that humanity is innocent and we are an innocent victim in this world and that evil is causing bad things to happen to us and that God fails to protect us from this evil. But the reality is the opposite. Evil enters humanity because humanity allows evil to come into it. Humanity works with the evil forces in this world and allows evil to take place. We become a vehicle through which evil can do its work. If we look, more often than not, people suffer not from nature, but from each other. People cause harm and pain and suffering to one another, and as a result, we then ask, why does God allow this to happen? But in truth, God is protecting us. Satan and the evil forces, if they could, they would completely annihilate all of humanity and all of creation. But because of God's mercy and compassion, he has been able and he continues to defend us from all of it. Suffering does exist in this world, but it is not God that causes suffering. It is Satan and humans working with Satan that causes suffering. Satan knows that God protects us from him. And this is why he rarely attacks us from ahead, in front of us, from head on. But rather, when Satan attacks, he comes from behind. He comes from behind and he is silent, he is disguised, and he uses traps so that we fall into them. This is why during the baptismal service, when the priest anoints the baby that has just been baptized with holy myron, holy chrism, he anoints the forehead, the nose, the eyes, the ears, the mouth, the hands, the heart, the feet, and then also the back. And when he anoints the back, especially when I do it, I take the myron and I make this huge cross on the back of the baby because it's needed. And I say, this seal in the name of Jesus Christ be to you a shield of strength, thereby to quench all the fiery darts of the evil one. Because Satan attacks from behind and not head on. There's a story that one time the wolves wrote a letter to the sheep and wrote to the sheep saying, "Dear sheep, for years there's been enmity between us. There's been hatred between us. Come, let us be friends. The only reason there has been this hatred between us is because you have dogs and you have shepherds. And they are our real enemies. If you get rid of dogs and you get rid of the shepherds, we can live in peace together." And the sheep, being sheep, thought to themselves, "You're right. Every time the wolves come, the dogs attack and the shepherds hit them. Let's get rid of them." And so they tell the dogs, "We don't need you anymore. Go." And they tell the shepherds, "We don't need you anymore. Go home and eat. Enjoy your families." And so the dogs and the shepherds leave. And then the sheep write a letter to the wolves saying, "Our new compatriots, come. Let us feast together. Let us celebrate this newfound love for one another and this new alliance that we have made." And they go, and so then the wolves come to the sheep and the sheep say, "Oh, finally you are here and we can live in peace and harmony with one another. Let us feast together. What should we eat? And the wolves look at them and they say, you. Like the wolves, Satan makes us believe that something which is good is really bad. And that which is really bad, he makes us believe is good. The word Satan means adversary, not friend. Satan means adversary. And he is one that plants and puts traps down so that we fall into them. Always remember, Satan is a deceiver, a liar, and a cheat. He is only out for himself and will do anything to destroy us and our lives and everything around us. He perverts all things that are good and holy and makes them look as if they are foolish, out of date, and out of touch. And those things that are good and holy and beautiful and meant for us, I'm sorry, those things that are evil and vile and disgusting, he makes us believe are beautiful, acceptable, and tempting. It is our responsibility as Christians that when we see these things happening, to be aware of them, but also to warn others. So often I hear people living a very unchristian lifestyle, and we say, oh, let them live how they want to live. It doesn't affect me. But there's nothing in this world that doesn't affect us. We are social beings. We are all interconnected. This is why, especially in the church, our church fathers have explained that sin is like a disease. You don't stay with someone who is sick very long because you also will be infected. It is our job not only to heal these people, but to bring them to Christ, to make them see their mistake. Let them see the humility that is in their hearts that is being taken away by Satan, and make them realize not only have they been doing wrong, but they can become advocates for others who are in the same situation that they have been in. So I pray that we be on guard against Satan. Remember, he is out there looking for us, and he is going to try his best to destroy us. Let us remember that when evil happens in this world, it is not God that does that. It is each of us that do it to one another. And that we allow that to happen and then blame God for having it happen. And that God, in fact, is protecting us from the full force of Satan and evil that is trying to destroy us. And if we do not stand on guard, as we hear many times in the Gospels by Christ, be vigilant, be on guard. If we do not, we too will fall into the traps and be destroyed and devoured by Satan. Amen.